KMRS, you're listening to. It's 8:46, coming up to 8:47. 66 degrees out there. And it's time now for your KMRS Community Connection. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman, with you all this week. And today we're going to talk about a community night out. We have two people with us here from the Russ Kinship Mentorship Program. We've got Lisa Denzer. How are you, Lisa?
Good morning, Marshall. I am great. Thanks for having us.
Yes, and from Conexiones, we've got Autumn Macias.
You got it, Autumn Macias. Nice to be here today.
Okay. Nice to see you, Autumn. Well, tell us about Community Night Out. How long has this been going on? And it's coming up this Thursday, isn't it?
It is. So Community Night Out was started by Russ Kinship about 3 years ago now. And this will be our second year collaborating on this event. So this event is to build a stronger community, and we really want people to come out to interact with emergency service providers and health service providers. So that's kind of the main idea of the event. It will be September 18th from 6 to 7:30 at Eastside Park, and we do have a rain makeup date. So watch the weather. We will make a call by noon the day of on our social media pages. September 25th is our backup date, just in case we have bad weather.
Same location.
Same location.
Yes.
Yep. Same location, same time.
Lisa, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on at this event?
All right. Well, we have, as Autumn mentioned, our emergency management teams will be with us. So we have lots of fun interactive things. We have the Morris Fire Department. They're going to be doing fire truck rides and a fun water hose game. You know, what's so great about kids and a water hose? What could go wrong there, right? We also have Options for Women will be there with car seat safety. The Morris Ambulance Garage will be there for a teddy bear clinic. So bring your teddy bears if they need a little fixin' or a little lovin'. We have SCMC will be there with blood pressure checks. Prime West will be there, and Horizon Public Health will be there as well, and they will be featuring their Credible Minds, the mental health program that they have available to everyone online. So we have lots of emergency management teams and public or healthcare teams. The Sheriff's Department will be joining us, and they're going to be doing a very important service to us. They're going to be scooping the ice cream for the ice cream social. So that will be a lot of ice cream scooping. Last year, in an hour and a half, we went through 6 of the great big ice cream tubs that they serve at the restaurants. So I don't know how many gallons that is, but it's a lot of ice cream. So be ready for that. Also, at you know, as Autumn mentioned, it's from 6 to 7:30. At 7 o'clock, the Morris Community Band will be there to perform as well. So we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and making connections. And Autumn's going to tell you a little bit more about some of the added bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have two other activities for the night. One is a build your own emergency kit station. So we're going to have a variety of emergency items there, from flashlights to thermal blankets. What else are we going to have?
We have reflective armbands, tire pressure gauges.
Thank you.
Hand warmers, ice scrapers,